Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Glad to have you guys with us. Another Valley Outdoors show underway. Don, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be
he's
here.
He's here.
I know. Ava, I love what the, when he's that, here.
It's like crazy. I can't believe it. Well, I'm Eric, and I am the host for today, and we are having a full show today. We've got a lot going on. We got Chris Granud from Marine Days Guide Service. We're going to talk a little bit about Lake of the Woods, what's going on up there, what he thinks are going to be the hot baits, the hot ticket, and how is the ice doing or is it not doing. That and more when we come back.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yes, always good to be seen.
Once again, Ava.
You know, we're batting 1,000 for May.
We got
Don Cleaver here every week so far.
Yeah.
What are we going to do to make him busy and do something somewhere?
I don't know. We got to send him fishing.
Got to send him somewhere.
Yeah, I'll possibly not be here early June.
Oh, well.
Possibly.
He's giving us a warning.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Careful.
You know what? We'll just enjoy the time that we have with him right now.
I actually passed on a couple of conferences in June.
Wow. So. Not because he wanted to be on the show, I guarantee you.
Well, he's got commitments, let me tell you.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to ICAST this year, Don.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's not until July. I was thinking about going. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Well, I've got June, we're going to be going to Lake of the Woods again.
As I will be.
Yep. We're going to be going to up to Flag Island. New resort owners up there, which is great. It's kind of fun. I like that a lot. But, hey, let's jump into what's going on, shall we? What's going on in the fishing side of the world?
Well, if you're in Minnesota.
Yep.
It's big weekend.
It's opening day.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
It's today. That's why I have Chris Grandverdon. We'll be giving some people tips on what to do if you're heading up to Lake of the Woods, what the conditions are and what to expect, and what he thinks is going to be happening there. The other thing is that, you know, for the longest time until the opener, the river down in the Red Wing area where we're at is probably the only game in town, as the saying goes.
For about a month and a half.
Yeah, and last week we talked a little bit about it, and, you know, I love jig fishing, and that's my gig. And you could still pinpoint some spots for fish, but once they move down from the dam, they start to spread out in different flats and kind of hang out. And one of the ways, and as I said, you can play with the jigs and just cast jigs all day long and have a fun time with it. But the other thing, too, is early season, people think, well, you can't run crankbaits until summer. That is so wrong. It is wrong. You can control crankbaits right away. You don't have to worry about that. I've done it on the Detroit River when the ice literally had just come off, and for an Erie tournament, and we were hand lining, which is a crankbait use. And in here in the river, you've run crankbaits, run them straight off the board or off your boat, maybe get a couple planer boards that are inline planer boards, just the offshore tackle boards. They work great. You don't have to know a lot about it. Just put some line out, get a guess, and if you have a line counter, you can get an inexpensive line counter. Let that line out to the dive curve. You can find one of those online as well. Mark Romanak's done a great job with that, with the precision trolling. And you can dial in every single crankbait. Whatever you have for a crankbait, you can tell exactly how deep it is. Look by the depth in your graph. What does it say? I'm in 12 feet of water. I'm probably going to go, so I'm 10 feet down. It'll probably be 85 feet back with a number 5 shad wrap, and clip the board on at that point. Once you have 80 feet back, put it in the water, and it pulls out away from the boat. You can fish 4 people in a boat and have a fun time and not be messed up at all. And but the key here is don't be afraid to troll crankbaits. Play with the colors, the chartreuses, the perch colors, the deep reds. Play with all different colors. Don't be stuck. But once the fish tell you what they want, start playing with colors that are going to be close to that and see what else you can make work and start migrating to those colors. And that's how you make it work. Let the fish tell you a story. Make sure you read the story and don't eat the cover.
Well, I think the one thing that's maybe a little different for the average fisherman than someone who's been in the pro world, you got a whole lot more crankbaits in your boat. I've seen them. You know,
I got a couple.
when you're talking, you know, varying colors and things like that, I mean, you might have guys that only have a dozen or two dozen and not 2 dozen boxes.
Which is fine. Just vary your colors.
Yep.
So just don't forget that
try different things.
Try the different stuff. Really play with it. And you know what? If you want to, even play with putting a night crawler on the middle hook. And pinch it off so that it goes to the back trailer.
You know, the biggest thing for me for crankbaiting is getting them tuned right.
Making it run straight. Exactly right. We'll tell you what, hang tight. We're going to be talking with Chris Grandrud from Rainy Days Guide Service. It's going to be great. Get a little insight on what's going on besides Lake of the Woods, the whole northern tier. Hang tight.